What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, talking to the Cal Poly Muslim State new head coach Mike DeGeorge will be on the Boss Man Show. There you go, coach in the background. Coach, how you doing? Making a talk to you.
Yeah, doing well. Thanks for having me.
No doubt, coach. Let me ask you, man. How's it feel to get this job at Cal Poly? A job that you can truly rebuild. Coming in here, man, putting your step on this program, man.
Yeah, it's obviously an exciting opportunity and a big challenge, and I've never shied away from challenges. This is my fifth head coaching job. The previous four have all been rebuilds, and so I do like the idea of building something kind of from the ground up. And I've been able to assemble a great staff. We got a roster put together, and we're excited to get to work with these guys starting this summer.
Hey, coach, I'm going to ask you this question, man, about rebuilds. What about rebuilding that you love the most? I know for me, I like to kind of get my hands on it and mold it in my own form of fashion. But for you, what about rebuilding really excites you and your staff about being able to go in somewhere and, you know, and put your stamp on it and make it right going forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. One is I'm a real culture guy. So I love being able to communicate and talk about the things and put in place the things that really build a great culture within your program. And so that's always a really fun piece for me. I would also say that, Seneca said, expectations are the thief of joy. And so sometimes when you are in a rebuilding circumstance, the expectations are so low, it's fun to build those expectations and create that expectation of winning. And, people always enjoy when you're doing it the first time, then once they start to expect it year in and year out. And so there, that is a fun piece for me of creating those expectations.
Hey, Coach DeGeorge, I'm asking this, man, for you, at what point did you decide you want to get into coaching? I know my father was a coach. I chose to go in the media route, not coaching route. But for you, at what point did you decide you want to get into coaching? When you kind of catch that bug to want to coach?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. My dad was a coach too, and he was a football coach. And so, I really kind of fell in love with the basketball at an early age. And I always thought, I'd love to do what my dad does, but be able to do it in basketball. And so really at about sixth grade, I kind of figured out I wasn't going to be an NBA player. And so my focus kind of shifted, even though I played through college. I kind of knew that my future in basketball was not going to make any money. And so, I really always wanted to get into coaching. So it's been, just a great experience for me over these last 30 plus years now of being able to coach.
And for you coaches at Georgia, how has the game changed in your opinion from being in so long as you have? What's kind of things about the game in your mind really changed for the better about the game that you really love so much now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously analytics has played a major role. I think we all had a perception of different things that impacted the game. I mean, if you go back to like the 80s and 90s, the first pick in the draft, the NBA draft was always like this big center. People felt like you had to have this big center in place in order to succeed. And, pretty much the modern game, that's really not true. If they're taking up space in there, it's space that, the defense doesn't have to work as hard to rotate. And we did an analytic study of the Big West, and most of them do play with a big traditional center. And, per 40 minutes, they're averaging about 6 points a game, and they're not impacting the game a lot, but they're chewing up a lot of minutes and a lot of space on the floor. And so, we're going to play smaller. We're going to spread the floor. We've really embraced the modern game. We play very fast. And so, we're really excited about the changes of basketball. I think the game's better than it used to be. It's not as physical because everybody's playing in space. If people have been watching the NBA playoffs, it's just amazing the quality of shots teams are getting just because they spread you out so much. It's just really hard to defend the style of play, and we've fully embraced that.
No doubt, Coach of Georgia. One of my roles is covering the Atlanta Hawks on a basis of every day. So I see how the Hawks plays usually – four out, one in with Okongwu, Capella, Fernando. They're pretty much running a middle ball screen with Trae Young or DeJounte Murray in the four-way go for a floater jumper leg or strong side, weak side three. So it's very fun, and I'm wondering if the Hawks drafted Alex Sarr, the guy from France, will we be playing five out? Because Sarr's not really a role big at the moment, so it'd be interesting to see how we would play with, getting a guy from France. But watching the game now, how it is, man, it's so much fun to watch and seeing how they doing, how they actually running, what they're not doing, how people trying to maybe hard heads or two-time that screen to blitz that thing. So it's fun to watch, Coach, and just watching all the strategies of the game right now.
Yeah, and the game is so much faster pace, and the ball moves so much better. I loved, Michael Jordan and the Bulls in the 90s, and a huge fan of that, and the 80s NBA basketball. But it's just so confined into tight space, and the game was so physical, and they played in the half court, and now it's a free flowing open game. It's just a way more entertaining game to watch. And I think play, and, analytics speak to, it's the best way to play too.
Now, Coach, I ask you a quick question from last night's game. The up three, do you foul or do you play it out?
It's funny to me that people always say they have, like LeBron tweeted out, I'm fouling every time. And what the analytics say is it's very situational. It kind of depends on how good a rebounding team you are, because teams that foul have lost as much as they've won in that strategy, because they make the first two, then they miss the third. They make the first and they kick the second out sometimes for a three. To beat teams, or, they get the possession back on the offensive rebound and are able to score and finish. So, if you're a great rebounding team, the other team's a great three-point shooting team, I think you definitely foul in those circumstances, but it's also situational. And honestly, if Siakam had just handled the screen better, I think he would have been able to close that out better, and it really came down to execution. So I don't think it's a bad strategy either way, but whatever you're doing, you got to execute it. And so we tend not to foul more than we fouled in the past. But I think there's a strategy to do it both ways.
Yeah, I told my friends last night, I said, hey, it's really got to be careful about how clean the catch is. So if I'm going to go into open motion, you're still screwed. So, you got to make sure defend that catch tough, follow them right there to make sure, boom. Or if you get into open motion, you got three free throws. So you're still, screwed.
And
so
honestly, if Siaki had tried to foul him, he would have ended up shooting it, and it would have been three free throws anyways, because he got off his body on the screening action that got him open initially. And at that stage, Siakam was kind of done. Like he really wasn't going to be able to, he was either going to foul him or he was going to have to give up, some kind of luck. But you got to give Jaylen Brown credit too. It was a heck of a shot. I mean, it was not an easy shot. So
no doubt, coach. It's funny when I talk to my friends who are not basketball people. I said you looking at it as a fan. You looking at it as a coach or a player. You just fight as a fan. I'm like, look here. If he, like you say, coach, if he really fouled him, he would still been a 4-point play. It went in. Yeah. So I said, you all look at it differently. I tell my friends all the time, take a step back, look at it differently when you text my phone with your hot takes, you know?
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, coach. And for you, man, you said how excited for you with summertime, coach, here, man, coming up here for your guys, man, to kind of get them on the court, see what you have. And this summer, I know a lot of about development, but it's going to be more team stuff because there's so many new guys first year on the job. So how do you kind of balance on the workouts, team stuff versus individual drills, getting these guys better?
Yeah, there certainly will be a balance of that. And, you know, we'll want to do team stuff. We have to implement a lot of strategies that are a little bit different than a lot of these guys have had in the past. We do have some of our guys from my previous school coming with, and so they'll be a huge help in terms of how the style of play we want to play. So we'll have a mix of skill development where we're really helping them develop the skills they need in our program, and then we'll be implementing 5-on-5 concepts of how effectively we want to run our spacing strategies and how we get in and out of actions and exits and offensive rebounding and all the things that kind of make our system unique. We'll be implementing those as well. Unfortunately, I only get 4 hours a week on the floor in the summer. So, you got to be really efficient with your time, but it'll be a great start. And we're really looking forward to getting everybody here and getting going.
100%. And, you know, how much of that would be about team building too, because going out after practice, because I know for me, my best 2 years I had was together. We did a lot of stuff in the summertime. So how much are you going to be doing team building, build that rapport, and kind of make guys become brothers really before adversity strikes, because you know how it can be the season when things are going the wrong way. People can fray, but if you got that strong bond initially, you better stick together through all the heartaches of up and down year.
Yeah, and we have an interesting team dynamic this year. We have about a third of our team will be guys that have been here and are know Cal Poly. About a third are coming from my previous school, and then about a third are from outside. So how do you take and blend those guys together and really get them to be a team? And so, you know, we have a lot of different things that we do in terms of building culture, and we just try to create a really caring environment where guys are about their teammates. And we are very thorough in our recruiting process to make sure we're bringing the right kind of people in, and like-minded people are drawn to each other. And so in the past, our teams have really bonded very quickly because they are all looking for the same thing out of the team experience.
And coach, for you, how has it been different recruiting with this whole portal world now? Not knowing a guy shooting teacher sometimes, so you really vet a young man even further and really work on that relationship even more during the season, because you never know if your guy play well, you got guys hitting them up during the season. So try to recruit your own guys every day. So how has this whole new environment coaching with the portal been for you at your level now, come up here to Cal Poly, trying to make sure these guys know that you all your staff have their back every day?
Yeah, it's obviously an interesting challenge, and the world has changed. And I do think that the student athlete has rights, and I think they were kind of denied those rights for a long time. So I do think, you know, the ability to transfer, to make money off of their name, image, and likeness are all great changes in the game. But it's also kind of out of control right now, and somehow it's just not in their best interest, some of the decisions that are being made. And I don't know how we manage that better, so that student athletes are ensuring that they are getting degrees, because all of these transfers, I mean, I think when the dust settles, it's just going to be hard to imagine how many people are lost in this situation where they end up not getting a degree because they're losing credits every time they transfer. So I do think that having that option is great. I think utilizing that option on a year-to-year basis is probably not a great decision for people. And so, we were just really trying to get people. And one of the appeals of Cal Poly to me is it was ranked by Money Magazine as one of the top 30 schools in the country. And so, you know, there's just such an incredible opportunity here academically. Our starting salaries here are over $80,000 a year for graduates. And so, you know, my hope is that we can attract just high quality students that really value our setting and our academic experience and the culture of our team, and they'll want to stay for longer periods of time. We were able to do that at Carter Mesa. And so we're hoping to be able to stay out of that world a little bit, but we understand that is part of the process. And we were certainly, working at that this year. And the nice thing about the transfer portal is the statistics, the amount of film that you have is way better than if you're recruiting, you know, out of a junior college or out of high school. So there are some advantages to the portal in terms of really seeing guys against college level competition and having, you know, accurate stats being maintained that really give you a better picture of how they might fit into your program.
No doubt, Coach. You know, in the Big West, man, I came to a conference. One of my close friends is a coach at Cal State down there. Fulton, the baseball school, Deidre Taylor, some of my good friends. But talk about that league, man, how tough the league is, man. I know he's won it a few times as well, Deidre has as well. But for you coming in there, man, knowing from Jim Leston, all those guys up and down the coast there, man, how tough that league is to get wins every night, man.
Yeah, no, we're really excited about the challenge of it. You know, it's cool league, you know, everybody but Hawaii's in California. And so, you know, there are lots of rivalries and great venues to play in and great competition. And so we're really excited about the challenge of it. And, you know, for us coming from Colorado Mesa, most of our games, we had to, you know, drive over mountain passes and through snowstorms to get to games. So the travel will be a little bit easier for us. And so we're excited about that piece too. So
no doubt, 100%. Coach, I can't imagine. Coach, being from Atlanta, Georgia, I can't drive a snow to save my life. Blows my mind. And for you, Coach, man, as you are prepared, man, how cool has it been to meet the community out there, Cal Poly community? They're supporting you, showing how much they care about basketball and want to be in your corner and help push your team to greater heights by helping you all out off the court as well as on the court.
Yeah, so, you know, when my wife and I came out for the interview, I mean, the thing that really set it apart was we just were really impressed with the quality of the people and, you know, from the boosters to the administration, everybody's been incredibly supportive. And, you know, we were fourth in the league last year in attendance, even though, you know, we finished in last place. And so I do think the community really does support. And, you know, we're a close-knit community. We're kind of right between San Francisco and L.A. And so, you know, we're in this spot where we don't have professional teams and the former Pac-12 schools kind of taken away from our situation. We're the biggest show in town. And so it really is a cool atmosphere for us in the Big West setting. And so we're really excited about gaining some positive momentum and getting the community out even more as we're able to make progress.
No doubt, Coach. And also, man, I'm asking you, as far as food places, man, I know when you kind of put together a team and, you know, trying to get things together, man, you in the office a lot. So what's been some cool food spots you figured out there for you and your staff as you try to put this team together and schedule these games as well, which is probably another part of your job that's crazy as well, trying to get games scheduled.
Yeah, scheduling has been a challenge. We do have a very challenging schedule coming. So we're playing at Arizona State and at Cal and Stanford and St. Mary's and San Francisco. So scheduling will be, a real challenge for us, but we're excited about that as well, and it'll help get us ready for league play.
No doubt. Well, Coach DeGeorge, thank you for your time today. I look forward to seeing you. I'll be on the road in the live period. Maybe I'll see you in the live period in July there. I'll be at different events. Hopefully, I catch you there. Hopefully, stay in contact with you as well, man. If it's a show, wherever you want to come on the show, man, you're welcome to come on the show and talk ball with me. I'll enjoy our chat today, man. It's very fun.
All right. Sounds good. Look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus. on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.